because I think after today that we kind of try to have a cute day or like surrounded by self, I don't know, ourselves with like something cute. I don't know, I was just thinking how often actually we encounter it, because it's just this cuteness that just comes to you and just you cannot like, oh, you know, it's surprise, it's kind of on your way. And then this cuteness that you actually need to activate, and there's kind of cuteness that you're invited to participate and you're like, no thank you, like I'm done with this kind of playlist and this kind of hipster place, you know, I'm done, I need something else. So just wondering also this on, because during the day until now we both encounter different situations, like for you, for example, since this morning you had like this really hardcore situation with your health and the surgery, and I think also you saying like, yeah, I need some sort of distraction to like, let's do this. So I think there is this thing of like founding cuteness, escaping to creating it, activating it. So there's like through the day, and I was just wondering how much is it present, or like in percentage of our daily base. And like, and yeah, but it, of course it's like in everyday life there is this encounter. So but I was just thinking about like this now that is a kind of a day that we said, okay, let's talk about cuteness the whole day. How do you feel at the end of the day?
Yeah, it's interesting. Whenever I was also thinking about how it's funny, I feel like I come off as like I'm suspicious of everything, but I am like suspicious of cuteness whenever I encounter it. Although I also embrace it a lot. Like I was just thinking about my charm bracelet. That's like from when I was 10 years old, that has like all the little animals on it that I wear every day. And yeah, even like my obsession with like cherubic things as this, like also I find them like the most interesting space of androgyny, because they're so cute that you can't place a gender on them, which I find super interesting, because normally like the pinnacle of androgyny is like thin and angular, but then we don't think about the androgyny of like roundness and softness and fatness, which I love. Yeah, and then I was also thinking about the video with my nephew, how like that whole video is also like very purpley and pink like undertones. And I still don't really know what I was doing there beyond like trying to think about infancy as like a place where we could encounter some like answers around like why death is so hard for us to conceive of, or to imagine or understand, or like why within sort of our modern framework it is. And using like this cute imagery of like my nephew and these soft scenes of like West Texas, which is also, you know, pretty like the desert is also like not really a cute space, even though I was kind of filming it at these moments when the sky is really saturated and these soft colors. But yeah, that it could still be a place where we could contemplate these things. So I was thinking about that as well. And I also like, I don't know, I like what you're having to say about cuteness as dangerous. And that's like where you draw the line, where it's like cuteness without a risk seems to do something else that we don't want it to, or like seem to have maybe some sort of manipulative aspect to it. And I also was like, the cuteness and the accelerationism. I was thinking about it also with the donuts, where it's like, yeah, it's so super sugary sweet that like it does, I don't know, my stomach always fucking hurts after those donuts. And I like had to make an omelet like an hour later just to like reground my stomach somehow, because I felt like so sugar high. And also not full, which was like another thing too, that it didn't like satiate totally without a different edge. And I kept on thinking about like that sign, the donut eat animal sign, where it's like presenting its political message as something that's like very soft, where it is also very fanged, where it is also like super, like that has an edge to it, but then they like cutify it to make it palatable so that you're like not offended by its message, which, you know what, I also don't mind. That's also fine. There's a part of me that also says that like that's kind of okay to like lure someone into these messages, or to have a space where like political action can be palatable to those that might not find it palatable, I think is what I mean. Yeah, I think that's like where I'll leave it. I think this was like a rather productive conversation. Thanks for it.